Remember those baptismal certificates that hung on your grandparents' wall? Beautiful. They had the baptism of Jesus and other images and their name. It was always a constant reminder of the gift that the Lord Jesus gave them in their baptism. Well, we have a new version of that. If you visit wolfsoncreative.com, you can see the baptismal certificates there. They're available electronically for congregations to print as many as you want, or individually, paper copies for families to hang on the wall and treasure the Lord's gift of baptism. The website is wolfsoncreative.com. And with each purchase, Issues Etc. gets a portion of the proceeds to carry on their work. Thanks for visiting wolfsoncreative.com.
All right, it's time to pick Issues Etc. blog of the week. We read your blogs as long as they have the widget. The widget's at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. You'll find that widget, two different versions that you can put out your blog, and when you have it there, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that your blog is there. We'll start reading it, and we might pick it for blog of the week.
My pick this week is a blog called Palm Sundays. It's a blog post titled Worst Praise Song Ever Nominee, Why Aping Secular Music is a Bad Idea. It's called Jesus is a Cool Dude. It goes to the tune We Will Rock You. Jesus is a cool dude, 40 days with no food. He died on the cross, but that's okay. He's got love on his face. Full of grace, he's kicking that devil all over the place. Singing, we will praise you. Woo! Praise you, woo. We will praise you.
Can I turn off his mic?
Praise you. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Palm Sundays.
Yes, you cannot satirize pop American evangelicalism. It's impossible. My pick for blog of the week, and Jeff, don't do that again, please. Cronach, the blog of Veith, he has a great idea. Or someone had a great idea. David Ortlund asked a number of prominent evangelical pastors and writers to sum up the Bible in one sentence. And he gives a sampling of their answers. Some of them are encouraging. Some of them are incredibly discouraging. You know, when you got to sit down and put the message of the Bible in one sentence, you really have to separate the wheat from the chaff. You have to say, all right, what is this book really about? I was surprised how many of these evangelical pastors got close to the truth and actually getting the cross at the center. Some of them didn't. You can read the blog post for yourself. It's Cronach, the blog of Veith. I'll have my pick and Jeff's pick for you at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Hey, it would have been a great open lines question.
We still could do it.
The Bible in one sentence.
We still could do it. I mean, we steal all our ideas from everybody else anyway. Hey, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank your mother for cleaning our bathroom, which probably hasn't been cleaned since I don't know when.
Since the last time one of our listeners came in and cleaned the bathroom.
But what do you think of the red towels? I don't know.
Well,
so
I don't see them any there.
Red towels.
She went and got us red towels.
Yes.
The white towels that we had, well, we let them hang on the rack for a long time.
No, we've got three sets.
But these ones had kind of turned a little... No,
nothing ever lasts longer than a week. They get replaced every Thursday.
Then this was a bad week. This was a really, really bad week.
Yeah, that's what Beth says by taking it. It's like somebody is not completely washing their hands. They need a Schwarz Little Children lesson on how to wash your hands.
She brought the red towels in because, and she said when she brought them in here, do you think these will show the dirt less? And I said, well, that's either a good thing or a bad thing, because if we don't see the dirt, they're liable to hang there for...
That's a good point.
Years. The worst part was that the sink was actually dirtier than the toilet at one point. So
it was going black. It was orange for a while. It went from orange to black.
Yeah. Who knows what it was. But after my mom was done in there, everything sparkled. Like Mr. Clean came to visit.
Let me thank my mom quickly. She just put together 125 CDs for year-end donations of Todd's Epiphany and Christmas sermon.
How many hours did it take?
Oh, but Craig's got 175 more, Mom. I'm bringing for you this weekend.
I stupidly estimated 20 hours of work just to put the labels on those things. A lot more than 20 hours. All right, when we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. 1 hour down, one to go. We'll be talking with Tim Townsend and Dr. Dan Gard about the military chaplaincy and evangelical Christianity. Then, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Voted our Facebook fan page. Facebook.com/issuesetc.
We still have a pastor on staff. You're listening to Issues Etc.